Hey, Two and Impossible fans, this is Rashawn. I'm doing this late addition to this add-on because of the passing of Chadwick Boseman last night, and I did record one message, but I kind of wasn't in the right state of mind, so I'm re-recording this message and attaching it to the episode because the passing happened after we had finished recording, so get a little bit more. So, it's a heavy loss. It's a very sad loss. 43 is a very young age to die, and cancer just sucks. So, rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman. People out there, go to the doctors, get checked up, make sure you're all right. And that's it. That's all I can say for now. We'll probably have more to talk about next week with me and Melanie. So thank you for your time. Enjoy the episode. Thank you.
It's maybe the night the motifs might let me know.
Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me. You and all your expectations, I don't even want your congratulations. I recognize your false confidence and calculated promises all in your conversation. I hate people that feel entitled. Look at me crazy cause I ain't invite you. Oh, you important, you the moral to the story. You endorsing, I don't even like you. Corrupt a man's heart with a gift. That's how you find out who you're dealing with. A small percentage you I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. On my mama, that's the really, that's the
real. Yeah, let's talk about her.
Hello.
Hello. How are you this evening?
I'm all right.
That's good. We are rounding out the month of August when we are back with another show of Two and Impossible. Oh, it has been a month. What did we get this August? What was it? At least we didn't get two hurricanes at the same time. I mean, one dissipated, right?
Yeah, that would have been interesting though.
It would have
History.
been. It would have been. I really thought August was coming with the heat because, July and June came with it. August was like, okay, I'm gonna let y'all chill. August was like, you guys are dealing with enough with the Republican National Convention this week. I'm gonna hold off on the two hurricanes at the same time.
But although that one hurricane, though, well, I mean, when the Weather Channel is like unsurvivable water, what, how is that even a thing that you guys have as a unsurvivable? Like, that's what they put on their website. That's wild. That's what that is. They're like, just get out. Just leave. That's what they said. This year is crazy. I mean, I want to know who messed with the timeline. That's all I want to know. I just want to know who it was.
You know who it was.
Who is it?
The Flash.
Oh, that's what you said. It's Barry. Is Barry, come on. Somebody call Barry to the table right now. Somebody call Barry to the table because yep. We need to have a serious conversation with him right now. What is that series where everyone died, but it wasn't that all of the superheroes were killed. And everyone thought that Barry was killed too, but it was that he was just running in the Speed Force the whole time. Like he ran from death. Like instead of being killed, he was just like, nope. he just ran the whole time, however many years that series. What book was that? Cause I was just like, yeah, that's something Barry would do. That sounds very Barry. All right. So let's start with Lovecraft Country. That show is amazing. That's all I have to say, first of all.
It's been in the work for years. So I'm glad it is amazing. Because I had a little bit inside baseball from listening to something Kevin Smith said, and that JJ was talking to him, I think, about just after he did finish Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about him and Jordan Peele were going to HBO to have a pitch. And that was just before even Get Out was even coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been in the work for like the last 5 years.
I mean, something like that has to be done carefully, though. Like, you can't just walk into that. So I'm glad that they took their time. Like, I'm glad they didn't rush it, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like they're treating it like just how, like, Damon Lindelof treated Watchmen.
Yes, that, yes, yes. Agreed. But you have to. Especially today. Like, especially today.
I know.
I mean, because in this climate, I mean, I think it's coming out at the right time, but I have to tell you, I watched both episodes 1 and 2 this past Sunday because I wasn't in a good mental state to watch the first episode when it came out. And so I was like, all right, I'll wait. Because I was like, oh, I'm going to need daylight and I'm going to be scared of the monsters. Okay, first of all, somebody should have been like, oh, after you see the white people, the monsters are nothing. like after you see the racism, the monsters are, I literally.
It's a breath of fresh air.
Yes. Thank you. That is exactly it, Rashawn. That is exactly it. I was like, I would rather be running and screaming from vampire pigs than dealing with these racist cops or this racist town. Like, oh my goodness. After that first episode, I was like, oh, this is fine. Like, any fear I had about being scared of the like non-human elements or the supernatural or the whatever, I was like, oh, I'll deal with all of that. Because I am boiling mad. I am on the edge of my seat. Spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen the show or who isn't up to date for the last 2 episodes. When they were trying to beat the sun, I mean, I've never been that scared. I right?
It was so tense.
Yes. I was like, that's how you do scary. That's scary. That's fear. That much more than these pig monsters, which were, I mean, I don't need that much teeth ever. I don't ever need that much teeth and eyes ever in my life. Because those monsters were ugly. And the way they were just like ripping off limbs and heads. And you know I don't do the gore. And then watching that man turn into one, sir. The fact that I could watch all that and I wasn't like, you know. Anyways, I don't know whether to be mad at Jordan Peele or commend him. I don't know.
Yeah, him and JJ have made a great show.
They have. They have indeed. I'm going to be reading the book in my book club soon. And I know that they've, you know, strayed from the book, but I'm interested to read it. I am also surprised at how soon we lost the main character. So now the show, well, I mean, obviously there was foreshadowing that we were going to lose him in the show, but I'm not used to losing main characters in shows 2 episodes in. Like, that's not a thing that happens unless you're watching Game of Thrones, in which, hey, do you like this character? Oh, good. We're killing them now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not used to that. That's new.
Me, I've seen it a couple times. There was a zombie show on Sci-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And there were like the main typical white male character who I thought was going to be the lead for the show. I think episode 2 or episode 3, he got killed off. And I was like, whoa. Then it's like, oh, it's the black woman who's the lead now. I forget the actress' name, but she played the wife of Bernie Mac on the Bernie Mac show.
Mm-hmm.
And she became the lead of the whole entire show for the rest of the series. And I was like, kind of like shocked with that. I was like, oh, wow. I was like, that's a change up. I was like, oh, this is great then. I was like, hey, black woman lead. I thought the white guy was going to be lead the whole entire show, but he got killed off in episode 3. I was like, okay, let's rock and roll. So, like, seeing one character from Lovecraft Country get killed off immediately in episode 2, I was like, this isn't that shocking to me. I kind of saw it coming once I knew his occupation. And I was like, he's the traveling guide. He's going to die. It was going to be either him or it was going to be Michael K. Williams' character.
I mean, I really wanted it to be the dad. Because I wanted... Well, I didn't like the dad, so... I wanted it to be
technically it was the dad.
Well,
we might not know.
Okay. So theories, he could be Tick's dad, or he knows, like, the mother told him who the real dad was. Right? So it could be either one of those. Either way, there's more story to be told. And I cannot wait for Sunday. So I'm happy this is not bingeable. Like, we didn't get them all at the same time. Cause you know I don't like that. But I'm definitely like, hurry up. Where's Sunday? I want this show now. Cause I need to know what happens next. I'm really enjoying the show, though. So that's good. It's a good show.
Yeah, I was kind of like hesitant because you know me, I like to binge. So I was going to be like, maybe I should wait until like a couple episodes. But once people started talking about like episode 2, I was like, let me watch these first 2 episodes real quick.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is a good show.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I know. I feel the same way too. I'm like, maybe I should like just do two episodes at a pop, but I can't now because I'm all in. I've joined all the groups, started chat rooms. I'm like, nah, I need to talk and digest it. I mean, especially with today, right? So today there was that March on Washington. I don't know what the crowds were like. I actually have been avoiding
my friends out there right now.
Really? Yeah. I mean, I think it's great that it's happening. There's just so much going on right now. We started off the week with the police shooting a man in the back 7 times. For why? I don't understand. And then there was a protest for that, and some random white boy crossed state lines with a gun that he shouldn't have and decided that he was judge and executioner, I guess.
Mama drove him across state
lines. Oh, sorry. Yes, that's a key point. And he was able to what? Kill two people? Injure a third?
Kill two people, injure a third.
And go home and sleep.
Heck, he didn't show up for court today.
Excuse me?
Yeah, his first appearance was today. He didn't show up, so they rescheduled it for a month.
I'm sorry, they did what now?
You heard me. They rescheduled his court date because he did not show up, and they said, we'll have his court date a month from now.
What? Oh, my God. This world. Listen, we as a people, I have to be the most compassionate people I have ever. Because I'm not condoning anybody do anything crazy, but I don't understand. Like, if we were a movie, there would already be much more going on than is currently going on right now. But I know that I spent the week trying to work and be normal, but mentally not understanding why I had to work and be normal. But here we are. Here we are. And we're rolling into September. Kids are starting school. People are going back to college. And we are still in the middle of a pandemic. People are still dying of a disease that we still don't have a vaccine for. Although I think that the October surprise will probably be some rushed vaccine. Who knows? The RNC was a joke. An absolute joke. I don't know. Did you watch the DNC? Did you watch the Democratic National Convention? Or did you see snippets of it?
I did not see snippets of it, but I listened to a political podcast, so I got the gist of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just waiting until next week when they go through the RNC and how much of a joke that will be for me to listen to.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, some of these speeches. I mean, Nikki Haley got on national television and told us that America was not a racist country. I was like, ma'am, have you been watching the news? Are you...
How can you sit there and say that?
Like, how can you fix your mouth to say that?
I think one woman who said is like, I think her son's half black or something. She's like, yeah, my son should be... the cops have every right to profile my son.
No, she adopted a half black boy. And first of all, they need to take that child away from that family. Yes, a senator said that. Yep, she said that because the jails are filled with mostly black people, she understands why cops would profile her son. Ma'am, what? Do you profile your son? Like your son, who's in your house, who you are raising. What? Because of the color of his skin? Are you... What? She fixed her mouth to say that, Rashawn. Like she said it like it was like, obviously, that's what makes sense. Like, of course cops are gonna profile black people. I mean, duh. I mean, what? Oh gosh. She said that with all she had about her own child. I mean, what must her son think? I don't know. She's probably indoctrinated that poor boy. He probably thinks it's okay.
He might.
Did you hear the story of the little kid who was paying his friends to use the N-word? Oh, sorry, he was allowing his friends to pay him to use the N-word.
Was the N-word passes?
Yes, he was giving his friends N-word passes, and he had amassed over $2,000. And then his mother was mad at him, and I was like, ma'am, you better let that boy collect his money off his stupid friends.
Exactly. He is in the enterprise right now.
You better let that boy collect money, because I'm pretty sure he knows the word is wrong. Because why would he be charging for it? Like, I think he knows the lesson. I think he does. And if his friends are stupid enough to pick, well, whatever. They're like, well, he's degrading himself. Well, you know, they were going to call him that anyway. Might as well get paid for it, you know? You might as well make the profit. Because they were calling him in anyway.
Pretty much.
A different version of me would not have said that. But today's version of me is like, young man, make your cash. I understand why the mother is upset, though. You don't want your child to feed into that kind of thinking. But, I mean, $2,000? Sir, go ahead and buy you a new PS4 or save up for your PS5 and buy all the games that you want.
Go buy the new iPhone.
Nobody wants an iPhone.
You have one, so.
Listen, don't be besmirching my name out here in public. Don't tell the people not lies. Don't do that. Don't do that. iPhones are gross. Oh, man. Okay. What else have you been watching?
What have I been watching lately? I started rewatching some stuff.
Yeah.
Started rewatching Pose again.
You do like that show.
It's a good show.
I know. I haven't gotten into it. What season? Are they getting a third season?
Yeah, they're getting a third season, but, you know, COVID stopped them from filming. So
Wasn't there what got canceled recently? Altered.
Yes.
Altered
Carbon.
What is it? Altered Carbon got canceled. I thought Netflix was a three shot shop. What happened?
I think it's it's probably because of COVID, and that show is a very expensive show to film. So unless you're in certain places in the world, you really can't get certain things done.
So the special effects houses are really affected, huh?
Yeah, because that show is beautifully shot, and just the visual effects of everything from, like, you're thousands and thousands of years in the future, so it's all high-tech stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, did you get around to watching Indian Matchmaker?
Nope.
Oh, I need you to watch that show. Since you make me watch all them other dating shows. I watched one, and I need you to watch that one so we can talk about it.
I know. I'll get to it. I have to. Question.
Oh, but I did want to say I watched a few episodes. Wait, do you watch Married at First Sight?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought there was... No, you watched that other one. What's that other show that you watch? Dating show. What was it?
I've watched Dating Around. I've watched
The Circle. Dating Around. That's the one. Yeah, I didn't get around to those yet.
Mm.
I'll get to those. The Circle seems to have a lot of people talking.
Yeah, because it's based off a British show. And they just Americanized it. I was like, oh, this is interesting.
That's the one where they're on like the dating, there's like an app or something.
It's like they're locked, they're all in this hotel or something, or apartment complex, I think in Texas. And they all have like one room. They're like everyone's in their own room. They can't video chat each other, but they have to go through like a television app to in order to like text, get to know each other, stuff like that. And they can't see each other. And so it's either you're gonna be yourself or pretend to be someone else. And basically everyone at the end of the day has to like kind of vote who's the best person in the house while eliminating each other. And then like, yeah, then like once you leave, you figure out, you can reveal to one person like, oh, is this person real or is this person fake? Person catfish.
Oh, you can make up personalities.
Yep. Like one dude, went in and he pretended to be his girlfriend. Put up his girlfriend's profile pictures, everything like that, pretended to be one of the girls when the girls were all chatting and texting and stuff like that. And he got pretty far.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but sometimes you just gotta be yourself.
Wow. That sounds really interesting. That's a good human experiment. Yeah. So, the boys are back.
Next week.
The boys are back in town. So that show, I'm far away. That show is very gory. I liked it a lot, but that show really pushes my boundaries of being okay with seeing people ripped to pieces in like very gory ways. It's a lot. So I'm going to have to, that's a show I cannot binge. So we're going to have to talk about it in pieces. I will not have watched it all. And I know you will watch it all immediately. So I will not be,
I can't watch it all immediately. They're only dropping 3 episodes. Then it's weekly.
Yay! That is amazing!
Woo! No, I'm upset. Damn you,
I'm
Amazon.
I'm excited! Woohoo!
Damn you, that's $2 billion man, Jeff Bezos.
Well, I mean, I agree with that. But I'm happy. Are you going to watch Bill and Ted? Wait. Are you going to watch Bill and Ted's Face to Music?
I started watching it.
Okay. I don't know what to make of that. Whoa. I'm wondering if I'm going to pay the $19 or not. Or I'll just wait until it's free somewhere. I might just wait until it's free somewhere. Because I don't want to pay for it, I don't think.
All right.
I don't know. I haven't. I'd have to go back and watch. I don't think I've actually ever seen. Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually seen the first one.
What?
Don't do this. Don't do this. I don't think I've seen the first one. What's the first one called? Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Yes.
You have to say it like that. Yeah, I don't think I saw it. They go back in time, right? How do they go back in time? Don't ruin it. Never mind. Don't tell me.
You've seen the second one, right?
Because if I didn't see the first one, then I wouldn't have seen the second one. I don't think I've seen any of them. Wait, who is Ted? I mean, not who's Ted. I know it's Keanu Reeves, but who's the other guy?
Alex Winters.
Oh, I don't know who that is. Yeah, so I've never seen these movies. Which one's Ted? I mean, which one is Keanu Reeves? Is he Bill or Ted? Okay. Yeah, so I've never seen... I've never seen these. So maybe I should watch these. And we can talk about that next week.
Right. Have you ever seen the Karate Kid?
I don't know if I should answer that.
Oh my goodness, why?
Stop it! Stop! Stop immediately.
I need you to watch Karate Kid.
You want me to watch Cobra Kai?
Yes, because it's on Netflix today.
I know. I saw Cobra Kai on there. More than 30 years ago, one of them took a second place. This time, he wants to win. So I haven't seen Karate Kid because I like my kung fu from Asian people. Yeah.
He's being taught by, oh my.
Is it like about bullying? Ooh! Sorry, I'm watching the preview. He just like, oh, he's like giving it to these people. Oh my.
I mean, it's mainly about like the new kid moving to California. I think he's from Jersey. And basically going to a new school and everything like that. He's getting picked on because he's trying to talk to this one girl. So he learns karate from Mr. Miyagi, who basically teaches him the art of self-defense.
Yeah, I mean, it looks.
It's a good movie and it's a good series. And
it looks very interesting. And now that I'm watching, oof. Okay, there's a lot going on. I'm sorry, I'm watching the. Sorry, guys.
Was the Cobra Kai preview?
Yes, I watched the Cobra. You know, you turn on Netflix and they're like, "Here's this thing. Please watch this for our algorithm." Did they just show me the whole movie? They just showed me the whole movie. There's no need for me to watch it. It looks good. Excellent movie. Oh, look, he's waxing the window. Is that wax on thing? Oh, look at that. Look, I've seen the whole movie. Yes. I give it 4 stars. That preview had to be like 2 minutes. Yeah, that's the whole movie. I just watched the whole movie.
There's like 3 movies.
Oh my God. Is Cobra Kai, it's a TV show? Season 1 and 2? Oh no, I'm not doing any of that. I thought it was a movie. I'm good.
What are you talking about?
I'm not watching a show about a kid learning self-confidence through karate.
That's the movie. The show is about the kids that were in the movie. They're adults now, trying to get their life together. One's successful car dealership who's been like, was the regional champion back in the day and everything like that. One dude who's down on his luck is trying to get back to a way where he was like, back then it's like, I was a good shot and everything like this. Now I'm like, I'm going to teach karate to these kids who stuff like that, trying to make a better life for himself. It's a great series. And
I see that you are being an excellent spokesperson for them again. I mean, maybe I'll watch an episode and see how I feel, but if it was a movie, I would watch it, but I'm not dedicating time to watching 2 seasons of this.
You have to watch the movies first anyway, if you want to get like all the callbacks and everything like that.
I mean,
like,
I know the wax on, wax off thing. Everybody knows that.
No, like, there is something that was so linked to the show that kind of messed me up because of something that happened in real life with with one person. I was like, yo, that's really, it's like they did the show at the perfect time before they had died.
Oh,
I was like, I'm like, you did the show at the perfect time. It was the perfect time for this show to happen, like 32 years later after the movies and everything else like that. And that one actor who was in the movie back then.
Oh yeah, was it that that older Asian actor who recently passed?
No, it wasn't him. No, it's someone else. But you have to watch the movie to get it from that character. And then, like, when that callback happens, and then you see what happened in real life, it's like, wow, that it was kind of like the perfect moment for everything to happen all at once. Even though it is sad for the actor to have died, but it was kind of like, wow, you lived this long, and just in order for you to play this one character again 32 years later, being with all your friends who you did that movie with, and then you passing in the show and also passing in real life, like after, it's like it was kind of like shocking for me for that one.
Oh,
yeah. Because like even like that one character, like he has like an iconic line that you would hear multiple times if you're like a Karate Kid fan.
Yeah, I just never I don't know. It's so funny. I was talking to someone the other day. I go through phases of like types of movies that I like. Obviously, the constant is Disney, as everybody knows. But and I'll get back to that point in a second. But like, I go through phases where like, oh, I want to watch musicals. Oh, I want to watch like westerns. Oh, I want to watch like oldie black and white, like dramas from the 60s, from the 70s. Black and white, not 70s, 60s, from the 50s, from the 40s. You know, oh, I want to watch like procedurals from the 70s, or like blaxploitation films, whatever. And I go through phases and I find a whole bunch of movies of that genre. Like, you know, I went through my anime phase for like 3 or 4 months. I'm going to pick up One Piece, I think. Although I'm on the fence because I don't think I get it.
What?
So I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I get it. Like I don't think I get it. So I haven't touched it because I don't think I understand what it's about.
Do you want me to give you like a brief synopsis of what it is?
Okay.
All right. In this world, there are like, do you like pirates?
Yes.
All right, then you will like One Piece. It's all about being a pirate. And this character, Monkey D. Luffy.
I'm sorry, what now?
Yes. His name is Monkey D. Luffy. Just call him Luffy.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Okay, that's a place to start. All right, let's go.
Yeah, Monkey D. Luffy. There are people in this world that have powers because they ate a magical fruit.
Okay.
Yes.
See, okay. When I told you that I didn't understand, you understand why I don't get it, right?
Don't worry. I'm trying to explain it to you. It's like this. They're called devil fruits. They give people magical powers if you eat them. Luffy was a child when he ate one, so he has the power of, like, his body is rubber. Like, he can stretch his body out as far as he can and everything else like that. Think of him as, like, Mr. Fantastic, but more restrictive a little bit. But with that, he has abilities and everything like that. He's a good fighter, stuff like that. But the one drawback of the devil fruit is that you can't swim.
I'm sorry. He's a pirate. Okay.
Yeah. You like, yeah. Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But he's a pirate made of rubber who cannot swim.
Yes. And there's people who have the ability, who are like have fire abilities, abilities of being, turned into smoke, abilities to cause earthquakes and typhoons, stuff like that. And you have pirates who have devil fruits who end up being like captains and trying to get up into like the pirate hierarchy. Then there are the navy who are like how they are naval cops, basically trying to stop pirates and everything. And a lot of the top brass in the Navy have devil fruit powers as well, using them to stop pirates. But the main thing that drives all the pirates is trying to find the One Piece that Gold D. Roger, who was basically kind of like the biggest, baddest pirate there ever was, who had the most money, everything else like that, growing up in the ranks and everything. And before the Navy had executed him, he told everyone at his execution that his hidden treasure was in a place called One Piece. No one knows where it is. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the world would love to find it, and it's hard to get there. So Luffy sets out on a journey in order to find One Piece and try to become the king of the pirates. That's his main goal in life, become the king of the pirates. Along the way, he gets a crew of misfits and everything else like that. Some with devil fruit powers, some without. And it's just a big, giant adventure. And it is a long, long animated and manga series that's still going on now.
So how long, when did it start? The animated part, because I'm not going back to read the manga.
Oh, the animated part? I was in, I think maybe what, middle school?
Oh my god.
I mean, it's still going. Like, I think they're in the 900s now.
Jeez.
Yes, like, it's a long anime and continually going. Like, me, I had, I think maybe, like, I think last year or the year before, I was in the 700s and I had, like, caught up to it. Like, there's a lot of emotional moments in One Piece.
Emotional? It sounds madcap and kooky.
It is, but then there are some just moments of, like, heartfelt moments of, like, when your crew has your back, they have your back to the point where it's, like, that one of your friends might betray you, but they betrayed you for a reason, and that it's really, like, you could have came to them for that reason instead of going behind their back, but they still have your back even after you betrayed them.
All right, so it started in 1999. I keep forgetting that you're a baby. It started in 1999.
Yeah, that's even before high school.
You don't need to remind me how old you are or how. Okay, thanks.
Seven.
Thanks, baby. I was in 11th grade. You were a child.
Yes, I was a child. I was a child.
I was on my way to college. So it is in season 20.
Yes.
And it has 938 episodes.
Yep.
Netflix has the first four
seasons.
East Blue, Entering into the Grand Line, Enter Chopper at the Winter Island, and
you
Alabama.
Love Chopper.
Are these not even in the right order? I mean, these aren't even
chronological.
Right. No, I mean they're not like one after each other.
You would love Chopper. He was a reindeer that ate a devil fruit. Chopper, you would call Chopper adorable.
I mean, is he cuter than Groot?
Look up Chopper at One Piece. You will think he's adorable.
I don't know if you're wrong. I don't know. He might not be cute. Oh, look at him, so cute. Look at him, so cute. He's so cute in his little hat. Oh, look at his little hat. Yep. Oh, he's cute. Okay. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
His hat is so cute. Why does he have a hat on?
I forget. I think it was the person that, like, saved him. So he, like, keeps that hat, like, for himself. It's, like, really, it's really sweet and everything, like Chopper's backstory. And he also has, like, different forms, too.
I'm noticing.
Yes.
Okay.
But his, But his main form is that small one.
It's cute. And it is a Funko Pop. Oh. Okay. I'm going to stop looking at the pictures now.
All right. Yeah. So I said all that to say that I go through different genres. And I think right now, I'm not, horror is never going to be my bag. Horror is never going to be my thing. But I don't, I think we are in a, place right now, society-wise, where there is a lot of pent-up rage. And I think it's coming out in the kind of media we're consuming, which is why we can have things like The Boys and Lovecraft Country and other shows where violence is happening to things that deserve to be torn apart, if that makes sense. So more of that, please. Like I was, you know, I'm getting into my video games and I might be ready for some shooter games because I think I'm understanding why people play them.
Oh.
I'm like, I would like to expel some rage. You know, it would be great right now if I could shoot something, but not actually because guns are horrible. But, oh.
Virtually, yes.
I was like, that makes sense. I'm going to capture some Pokemon. So I bought Pokemon Shield. And I was like, you know what? Fighting Pokemon, this works. So I fought some Pokemon and it actually was helpful, you know, throwing stuff at other Pokemon. But I'm not like, I'm still fighting like little things now. So it's not like as, you know, whatever. But I'm going to get to my gym and work out my Pokemon and get big and bad. But I want to like blow something up. I want to like, you know, become big and like really decimate something. And I have to, you know, keep playing the game to get to that. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I can't wait till I get there because that's what I want to do. I want to fight. Mm-hmm. I'm like, maybe I should download Tekken. I don't know. I did download a fighting game though. I forget what it's called, but I did download a fighting game because I was like, I need to punch something, but like not in real life because I don't fight. But virtual fighting, that might be a thing that helps with the rage.
Yeah, it helps. Like me, I think I'm probably gonna play some Call of Duty later on.
So to the Switch is coming Apex and Rogue Company. Both of those are supposed to be coming out in the next month or so. So I think I might get both of those.
Apex, I think, would be good for you. It's a free shooter, so you'll enjoy that one.
Yeah.
Is Overwatch on there, on the Switch?
I don't know.
If it is,
I don't know, but I... Go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking like... Overwatch is on there. I think you would really enjoy Overwatch.
You think so, really? Why?
Yeah, it's a good quality shooter for that would be good for you. And I think you'll like the character builds and everything for it.
Yeah, I'm working on my video game. I mean, I don't know. I bought a lot of games. So I got to chill. No more games for the rest of... No more games until my birthday, I think, because I bought a lot. I spent a lot of money on this hobby of mine. I know that Apex is going to be free, so that's good.
True. I can't figure out what I'm going to do for my birthday. I'm thinking of taking a trip, so.
I mean, never mind. Do what you need to do.
I know. Yeah, it might be a Vegas trip.
I had things that I'd wanted to do for my birthday, but I'm definitely not doing any of those things. Oh, sugar. Yeah, I am. Yeah. But I feel you.
Yeah. I had a question earlier I was going to ask, but let me ask it now. Going to a movie theater at all?
That's a negative. I'm not going to that cesspool of disease.
Only if there's maybe 4 other people in the theater, would you go?
No.
No?
I'm not going to the theater. I'm not going to the theater. Okay. They put out the trailer for Wonder Woman. And it looks amazing. It looks amazing. I'm excited. I wasn't sure what Kristen was going to do. But what she's done looks great. And then they said only in theaters.
Yep.
And I said, when? Because I will cry.
October?
I will cry. Because I have to see that movie. And I'm going to want to see it opening weekend because I don't want anybody to ruin it for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm like in the same boat on that one because I want to see New Mutants. I'm not really that worried about Tenet. I kind of don't want to see it, and I kind of do want to see it. But Christopher Nolan has been just annoying me lately, especially with the... Well, if your movie theater is not open where you live, we're not going to put the movie in a drive-in anywhere near that city until that city allows movie theaters to open.
What?
Yep.
He can sit on a stick.
Thank you. So, like, California, New York, New Jersey...
He can sit on a stick. That's what he can do. We are trying not to die. Put it in a drive-thru. See, I mean, if you're worried about getting money, you'll get your fucking money. Excuse my language. You will get your money. Put it in a drive-thru.
No, it's like if the state won't allow the movie theater to open, they won't put it in the drive-thru in that state. But if a state has a movie theaters open and they have drive-thrus in that state as well, they'll be open for you to have your movie seen in the drive-thru. But
that doesn't make any sense.
It does not make sense. Nolan's crazy.
That's so infuriating.
And that makes me
so angry.
And even worse, that's messing up his pockets because I'm like, don't you want your movie to be seen by everyone? Even if they got to go through a drive-through, even though the state...
Do you know how many... You know how much money... He's messing it up for everybody. You know how much money that would make? Oh, he's so dumb. I want to punch him in the throat. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I wouldn't actually do that. I don't want anyone to be confused. I've never been in a fight. I still want to punch him in the throat. Oh, that's so disappointing.
Yeah,
that's like, so disappointing. Like that makes me feel a way.
Yeah, like I just seen like some I was listening to some shows I was watching and I seen that some people had to drive all the way from Los Angeles to Vegas to see a screener of Tenet.
I mean, they didn't have to. They chose to do that. But yes, I hear you.
Yeah, and instead of like, sending out like a screener link, stuff like that, so people can be safe review your movie.
No. They don't want any of that, Rashawn. None of that.
I mean, it's already released internationally. It's going to be online within like a week. So I'm not like...
That.
Yeah, so I'm like... Like, I'm just like, it's a headache. But I'm like, drive-thrus are open in states where movie theaters aren't. Release your movie in a drive-thru. Even if the states of local theaters aren't open. Release in a drive-thru so people can see your movie and you can get that money. But you're being selfish and saying, well, since your state's not open, we're not going to put it in the drive-thru.
No, because they want you to see it in IMAX and all the bells and whistles and, you know.
Yeah, I'm like, you just put me off on the movie. You're like, I'm going to see the movie, but I'll probably see it when it hits online. I'm not going to go to the theater to see your movie now because... You're not making it accessible to people who want to see your film, pay for your film, but because our state loves us, theaters aren't open. So I'm like, yeah. And I have friends who've worked in movie theaters. I know how disgusting movie theaters are, how truly disgusting they are. So. Theaters might need to just stay closed.
Yeah, no, I don't know. So Wonder Woman's the only thing that I don't know. Wonder Woman's the only thing. So I'm sad about NYCC. New York Comic Con. I haven't done any cons this year. I tried to get, you know, a group of my friends to be like, hey, let's do a quarantine cosplay, you know, like still do a group cosplay, you know, from a distance. I might still do a cosplay, just, you know, put something together and do a photo shoot on my own because I miss it. I didn't put a new costume together this year. I'm really sad. But like my friends that I meet up with every year, I haven't seen them all year. I mean, we do video chats and stuff, but that's not the same. I miss my friends. So I was like, you know, could I visit them? Is that a thing that I can do? Is that safe? I don't know. Should I? But I mean, you know, there are precautions you can take, I guess. I hate this year. This year made me mad. Made me very angry, you know. Just mad. All right, what's on the docket for next week? Oh, Mulan! I'm excited.
I got my VPN ready.
I'm sure you do. Fuck Mulan. I have my $30 ready. That's what I got ready.
I got my VPN ready only because that is so unfair that the French get it for free.
I'm sorry. Quoi?
Yes, the French, the people who have Disney Plus in France don't have to pay extra for Mulan.
I'm sorry. Why is this? Is there French laws that preclude this?
I don't know, but apparently that's what I seen an article in Variety about it, and they're talking about the French. France doesn't have to pay the $30 that we have.
There's going to be a suspicious issue with the French servers on the 4th. Watch.
Yep.
On the 4th, the French servers are going to have a slight issue. There's going to be a problem with the French servers that they will not be able to explain. Oh, sorry. For some reason, we cannot play this movie. They don't have to pay? That's weird.
Yeah, I was so upset. I was like, you know
what? I'm not mad. I just want to know why. I'm not angry. I just... Pourquoi? Maybe I need to go to France real quick. Oh, well, that's interesting. Research must be done.
I got my VPN ready for my laptop. Gonna connect my PlayStation to it and be like, let's do this.
You are not in France, sir. You are in New Jersey.
on my internet.
Not even the French. You're not even in the French part of New Jersey.
My laptop's going to say I'm in Paris. So.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. That's what we'll do. Oh, the other thing I think I'm going to pick, I don't know, I've been picking up all sorts of nerd things. All the things I missed in my teens because I was a theater nerd. And not a video game nerd. I think I'm going to pick up Dungeons & Dragons. So, wonderful listener, if you have any tips about how to get into D&D, let a sister know. I am quite curious. I know I haven't mentioned it in a while, but we do have social media accounts that we neglect all the time. But you can contact us there anytime. And that's 2AP Studios on Instagram and 2inapossible on the Facebooks. I am trying very desperately being more diligent about updating to both of those in the month of September. So be on the lookout, check us out, follow us, like us. We would like some reviews on however you are listening to us on your podcast listening services. So leave us comments and stars and likes and hearts or whatever it is on whatever you're listening to us through, because we like feedback. Yeah, I like feedback.
I like feedback as well. I know y'all listening. I see the
I definitely know that you guys are listening, and we very much appreciate that, but we want to hear directly from you, especially if there are certain things you'd like us to do more of or less of. Let us know. Talk to us. Leave us voicemails, all of that good stuff. And we definitely want to get more interactive. So, yeah, do that. Do that. Do it now. But, sir, it was wonderful speaking to you tonight.
It's always a pleasure speaking to you.
And then we will see you this same place another time on another week on 2 in a Possible.
Yep.
Good night.
Good night. It's maybe the night.
Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me. You and all your expectations, I don't even want your congratulations. I recognize your false confidence and calculated promises all in your conversation. I hate people that feel entitled. Look at me crazy cause I ain't invite you. Oh, you important, you the moral to the story. You endorsing, I don't even like you. Corrupt a man's heart with a gift. That's how you find out who you're dealing with. A small percentage you I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. Oh, my mama, that's the realest.